Welcome, everyone. Today, I'm going to tell you a story that will not only inspire you, but also improve your English. This is the story of Rolls-Royce, the most luxurious car in the world. By listening to this story, you will learn new English words, improve your listening skills, and enjoy an unbelievable journey. This is not just about cars. This is about success, hard work, and making the impossible possible. Imagine a world where cars were slow, ugly, and unreliable. Imagine a time when only horses and carriages were used by rich people. And then, two men changed everything. They built a car that became a symbol of power, success, and ultimate luxury. And today, you are going to hear their story. So, sit back, relax, and let's begin this incredible journey. The beginning. In the early 1900s, cars were still a new invention. They were slow, uncomfortable, and broke down easily. If someone traveled 100 miles, 160 kilometers, the car would stop at least 10 times. People did not believe that cars could ever replace horses and carriages. Only a few rich people owned cars, and most of them were not happy because these early cars were full of problems. But two men, from two completely different worlds, were about to change history. One was a poor engineer, and the other was a rich businessman with a dream. Their names? Henry Royce and Charles Rolls. Henry Royce was born in 1863 in England. His family was very poor and life was extremely difficult. His father was a mill operator, but he died when Henry was just 9 years old. Because of poverty, Henry couldn't even go to school properly. Instead, he started working at a very young age. At the age of 10, Henry sold newspapers and worked as a telegram messenger just to survive. He had no money, no connections, and no opportunities. But there was one thing he had: curiosity. Henry loved machines. He wanted to know how things worked, how to fix them, and how to make them better. At the age of 14, he got a job as an apprentice, working 14 hours a day. His job? Fixing streetlights and electric motors. It was a small job, but Henry was different from others. He did not just work, he studied every machine carefully, understanding every detail. One day, he thought to himself, "If I can fix machines, why can't I build my own?" That single thought changed everything. With the little money he saved, he started his own business in 1894. At first, he made small electric motors, but Henry was a perfectionist. He did not just build machines. He built the best machines. Soon, his company was making some of the most powerful electric motors in England. But Henry was not satisfied. He wanted to build something even bigger, something that could change the world. That's when he decided, "I will build my own car." On the other side of England, there was another man with a dream, Charles Rolls. Charles Rolls was born in 1877 in a wealthy and powerful family. His father was a lord, and his family had everything: money, power, and status. But Charles was different from other rich kids. He was not interested in parties or luxury. He was obsessed with cars. At the time, cars were very rare. But Charles saw something that others did not. He believed that cars were the future of transportation. He went to Cambridge University, where he became one of the first British people to own a car. But Charles was not satisfied with British cars. He thought they were badly designed and poorly built. So he started traveling across Europe and America, looking for the best cars. But everywhere he went, he found the same problem. Cars were not reliable, not smooth, and not perfect. One day, he told his friend, I want to sell cars, but not just any cars. I want to sell the best cars in the world. And then, something incredible happened. He heard about a man named Henry Royce, a man who had built a car that was unlike anything else. Charles Rolls had to see this car. It was May 4th, 1904. A businessman named Henry Edmonds arranged a meeting between Charles Rolls and Henry Royce at the Midland Hotel in Manchester. When Rolls saw the Royce 10 HP car, he was shocked. This car was better than anything he had ever seen. It was smooth, silent, and powerful. Unlike other cars, it did not break down easily. After a test drive, Rolls turned to Royce and said, This is the best car I have ever seen. I want to sell it under my name. Royce agreed, and on that day, they made history. They decided to build a car company together. It would be called Rolls-Royce. This was not just a company. This was the beginning of a revolution in luxury automobiles. They made a promise. We will build the best car in the world, no matter how much it costs, no matter how long it takes. And just 3 years later, in 1907, they introduced a car that changed history, the Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost. When Rolls-Royce introduced the Silver Ghost, the world had never seen anything like it. Most cars at that time could barely go 100 miles, 160 kilometers, without breaking down. But the Silver Ghost? It drove 14,371 miles, 23,127 kilometers, nonstop without a single problem. It was so smooth and silent that people said, It feels like a ghost is driving it. The newspapers called it the best car in the world. This car was so advanced, so luxurious, and so reliable that it became the ultimate status symbol for the rich. Within a few years, kings, queens, Hollywood celebrities, and the world's richest businessmen started buying Rolls-Royce cars. It was no longer just a car. It was a symbol of power, success, and prestige. And that was just the beginning. The British royal family ordered one for $12,000 in 1911. At that time, you could buy a big house for just $2,000. Hollywood stars wanted one to show their success. Billionaires and world leaders used Rolls-Royce cars to show their power. Rolls-Royce was no longer just a car. It was a symbol of status, luxury, and ultimate perfection. But there was one problem. Most car companies wanted to sell as many cars as possible, but Rolls-Royce was different. Henry Royce believed in one thing. Take the best that exists and make it even better. If it doesn't exist, create it. So, while other companies mass-produced cars, Rolls-Royce did something different. Every single Rolls-Royce was handmade. Every single part was tested and retested for perfection. Every car was built to last a lifetime. Most cars lasted 5 to 7 years. But a Rolls-Royce? Some models from 100 years ago are still running today. People started saying, a Rolls-Royce is not just a car, it's an investment. And they were right. Even today, a well-maintained 1950s Rolls-Royce can sell for millions of dollars. Then, something unexpected happened. In 1914, World War I started. The British Army needed powerful and reliable vehicles. They turned to Rolls-Royce. Henry Royce built the Rolls-Royce armored car, which became one of the most legendary war vehicles ever. Even Winston Churchill, the future Prime Minister of Britain, used a Rolls-Royce armored car. It was so strong that soldiers said, It feels like driving a moving fortress. After the war, Rolls-Royce was not just a luxury brand anymore. It was a symbol of power and engineering excellence. But Henry Royce was not satisfied. He had built the best car in the world, but now he wanted to build something even bigger: airplane engines. In 1915, Rolls-Royce designed its first airplane engine, and by World War II, Rolls-Royce engines were powering more than 50% of British fighter planes. One of the most famous planes, the Supermarine Spitfire, had a Rolls-Royce Merlin engine. This plane played a huge role in defeating the Nazis in World War II. The Rolls-Royce brand was now unstoppable. They were not just making the best cars, they were making the best engines for the sky. After World War II, Rolls-Royce wanted to build something extraordinary, something that no other car company could ever match. In 1950, they introduced the Rolls-Royce Phantom IV. Only 18 of these cars were ever made. Every Phantom IV was custom built for its owner. The British royal family was the first to buy it. At that time, a Rolls-Royce Phantom IV cost $24,000, enough to buy 12 normal cars. Even today, a Phantom IV can sell for over $2 million at auctions. A Rolls-Royce is not just a car. It is a statement. It tells the world, I have made it. I am successful. I am powerful. But why? Why does a Rolls-Royce cost so much? Why do billionaires wait years just to own one? Let's go deep into the crazy world of Rolls-Royce, where perfection is everything and the price tag does not matter. Why is Rolls-Royce so expensive? Most cars are built in big factories. Robots and machines do most of the work. The goal is to build thousands of cars every day. But Rolls-Royce? No robots, no mass production. Every Rolls-Royce is made by hand. A single Rolls-Royce takes 6 months to 1 year to build. Even the paint takes 7 days to apply. Some customers want 24-karat gold dust mixed into the paint, which makes the car shine like pure gold in the sunlight. When you step inside a Rolls-Royce, it feels like stepping into a five-star hotel on wheels. Every material inside is 100% real. The leather takes 2 weeks to prepare and comes only from cows raised in cold climates so they don't get insect bites. The metal? Solid aluminum and steel. No cheap plastic anywhere. The goal is simple. Make everything perfect. Some customers ask for gold or diamonds inside their Rolls-Royce. One billionaire wanted a diamond-studded dashboard. Rolls-Royce crushed 1,000 diamonds into powder and mixed it into the paint. The cost? Over $100,000, just for the dashboard. And then there is the Starlight Headliner, one of Rolls-Royce's most famous features. The roof of the car has fiber optic lights that look like a real night sky. Customers can even choose the exact star pattern from the night they were born. The cost? $10,000 to $15,000 just for the stars inside the car. But if you think that's expensive, wait until you hear about the most exclusive Rolls-Royce ever made. In 2021, Rolls-Royce shocked the world. They revealed a car so exclusive, so expensive, that only three people in the world would ever own it. The Rolls-Royce Boattail. Price: $28 million. More expensive than a private jet. More expensive than a luxury yacht. So, what makes this car so special? The rear deck. Inspired by luxury yachts, the back of the car opens up like butterfly wings. Champagne fridge. Specially designed to hold Armand de Brignac champagne, which costs $6,000 per bottle. Handmade umbrella. Hidden in the car, with a matching leather case worth $8,000. Bespoke interior. Every detail, from the seats to the dashboard, was designed specifically for each owner. This car is not just a vehicle. It is a work of art. And guess what? The first owner of the Rolls-Royce boat tail is rumored to be Jay-Z and Beyoncé. A normal person cannot just walk into a Rolls-Royce dealership and buy a car. It does not matter if you have millions of dollars. Rolls-Royce wants the right customers. In fact, Rolls-Royce sometimes rejects buyers if they feel they do not match the brand's luxury image. So, who owns a Rolls-Royce? The royal family. The Queen of England used a Rolls-Royce for 60 years. Celebrities: Drake, Jay-Z, Post Malone, and many more. Billionaires: the CEO of Google, Jeff Bezos, and even the Sultan of Brunei, who owns over 600 Rolls-Royces. Some of these cars are so rare that their prices double over time. For example, a Rolls-Royce Phantom from 1960 that originally cost $20,000 can now sell for over $2 million. A Rolls-Royce is not just a car. It is a statement, a symbol of success, a dream turned into reality. Some people dream of owning a Rolls-Royce. Some people work for it. And a few, they make it happen. You see, a Rolls-Royce is not just about luxury. It is about mindset, ambition, and the relentless pursuit of excellence. Now we will uncover the most mind-blowing features of Rolls-Royce that no other car has. The secrets behind the $35 billion Rolls-Royce empire. The most expensive Rolls-Royce models ever made. And in the end, powerful life lessons that will change the way you think about success forever. This part is not just about cars. It's about you, your dreams, and your future. A Rolls-Royce is not built for everyone. It is built for those who refuse to settle for less. And that's why every Rolls-Royce is crafted with unbelievable attention to detail. Do you know why billionaires love Rolls-Royce? Because when you sit inside, it feels like the world has stopped. Rolls-Royce spent $1 million in research just to make the engine completely silent. 300 pounds of soundproofing is added so that you hear nothing, not even the wind. Special foam-filled tires reduce road noise. When you drive a Rolls-Royce, you feel calm, powerful, unstoppable. And that is how true success should feel: smooth, effortless, and unshakable. The Magic Carpet Ride. $500,000 of pure comfort. Ever felt like you were floating on air? That is what it feels like to drive a Rolls-Royce. The suspension system scans the road 500 times per second and adjusts automatically. Even if you drive over a pothole at 80 miles per hour, you will feel nothing. The car is always perfectly balanced, no matter how fast you go. This is not just technology. This is engineering at its finest. Because when you are successful, you do not let small bumps in life slow you down. You keep moving forward, smoothly, effortlessly, and with confidence. The $25,000 umbrella. The Rolls-Royce mindset. What kind of car has an umbrella hidden in the door? Only a Rolls-Royce, and this is not a regular umbrella. It is water-resistant and heat-proof. It has a built-in drying system, so it is always ready. It costs $25,000, more than some people's cars. Why? Because Rolls-Royce believes that everything should be perfect, even an umbrella. And that is the mindset of the ultra-successful. Do not accept average. Demand excellence in everything. Some people buy regular cars. Some people buy luxury cars. And then there are the billionaires who buy history. Rolls-Royce Sweptail. $13 million built for one secret billionaire. Took 4 years to design and build. Inspired by luxury yachts and private jets. This is not just a car. It is a piece of art. Rolls-Royce Phantom 2023. $600,000. The ultimate luxury car for billionaires. Has a gold-plated dashboard worth $30,000. Handmade interior with the rarest materials in the world. For most people, this car is a dream. For billionaires, it's just another toy. They focused on quality, not quantity. They made sure every part was tested thousands of times. They made Rolls-Royce a symbol of power, success, and exclusivity. And over the next 100 years, Rolls-Royce became the ultimate status symbol. Today, the company is worth $35 billion. And the price of a Rolls-Royce? $500,000 to $30 million. The lesson? If you focus on excellence, success will always follow. Do not compete. Be the best. Rolls-Royce does not compete with Ferrari, Lamborghini, or Mercedes, because they are in a league of their own. Lesson: do not try to be better than others. Become so good that no one can compare. Success takes time. A Rolls-Royce takes 6 months to 1 year to build. The company took over 100 years to become the best. Lesson: do not expect instant success. Be patient, work hard, and trust the process. Set high standards. Most cars are built in a few hours. A Rolls-Royce is built by hand, with the finest materials. Lesson: do not accept average results. Set high standards, and do not stop until you reach them. Be exclusive. Not everyone can buy a Rolls-Royce. Lesson: do not try to please everyone. Focus on your skills, your craft, and your passion. The right people will find you. A Rolls-Royce is more than a car. It is a symbol of those who never settle for less. It represents perseverance, excellence, and the power of dreams. If you want a Rolls-Royce life, you must work like Henry Royce. Obsessed with perfection. Think like Charles Rolls, always aiming for the top. And never settle for anything less than the best. Because one day, when you sit inside your own Rolls-Royce, you will smile and say, "I made it." Now tell me, if you could own any Rolls-Royce in the world, which one would it be?